Thank you for joining me for this week's edition of Praying Pals. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with you, and today I'm excited about talking about something that happens all of the time and all over the world. People start to stare. They start to stare at the wrong things. They stare at each other and talk about what they see. People start to stare at their problems. And they start to panic instead of pray. Then they forget to look up to the problem solver, God Himself. Fellow believers, this week, let us determine to stop staring at problems and at people. Let's keep our focus on the Lord. Remember, we place our faith in God, who is faithful. When we listen and follow His plan, we encounter things we don't understand. But He has a good plan, even when we don't understand. God is good. Trust in Him instead of your ability to figure everything out. Apply wisdom, obey God, and just trust. Just trust. In 1 Corinthians 1:7 through 9, we can really appreciate what is shared. Quote, Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, blameless, in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Did you catch a few things in that passage? One that certainly comforts me is the fact that Jesus Christ is the one who will confirm us to the end. Once we place our faith in Jesus, we are saved for eternity, and we can trust that He who is faithful will help us as we put our faith in our faithful God. He is not going to drop us. He's not going to leave us. The other thing in that passage is the phrase, God is faithful. God is faithful. Let's remember that this week. Now I'm going to read that passage again. Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Another thing I noticed in that passage is just how often Jesus' name appears. Jesus Christ. 3 times in just a short little passage. Let's remember to use His name with honor and pray in His name this week. Let's not shy away from the name of Jesus. Hey, living on earth is not easy. I'm still not used to it. But you know, that's a good thing, because once we know Jesus, our citizenship is in heaven. And the good thing, though, God has a purpose for us here, and He is with us and in us, and He is using this time on earth for His special purpose, and we are going to be rewarded in heaven. So it's a win-win. Now, in conclusion, let's remember that Jesus never runs out of grace for us. Again, He never runs away. He always loves us. So trust in Christ. Trust in Christ. That remains a must. Today, let us all say together, I trust you, Jesus. Let's say it for real together, if you can, out loud. Just say it with me. I trust you, Jesus. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you love us, that you never drop us, that you are faithful. Help us to focus on you. Help us to put our faith in you. We cast our cares upon you. We pray for all the prayer requests submitted to Praying Pals. We pray for all our loved ones, and we pray for ourselves. We humble ourselves before you and ask that you would help us have a fresh start this week. Just cleanse us from anything that's not of you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Just help us to be Spirit-led this week. We also pray that you would help us to keep our eyes on you and off of our problems. Help us to diligently cast our cares upon you, Jesus. It is beyond amazing that you are willing to bear our burdens. Help us to to just really receive that gift that you give, that you are a burden bearer. So, and Lord, I pray for all the people who have not received you yet. I pray with them and ask you to be our Savior and Lord. Confess you as Savior and Lord. Repent of our sins. Turn from doing things our way and ask you, Lord Jesus, to rule our lives. Save us, we pray. And we just totally rely on you for salvation, not on ourselves. And we just praise you and love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for living in our hearts. Please use us this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. I cannot emphasize enough how often we must return to the focus on Christ. We must turn to him in prayer and cast our cares on him and just trust him. Stop staring at our problems this week and look up to the problem solver. Do something that will help you to encourage someone else to do that this week. You pray about it. Ask the Lord to show you what that is. And be sure to do that, to share about Jesus and how he is the problem solver. Now remember, you can always send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And of course, we thank you so much for listening, and please let the station know that you appreciate this program, because it's so amazing of them to air it. God bless you, my friends. Until next week, remember, Jesus still loves you.